Welcome to episode 126 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
You had a question mark on. We are drinking beer.
Are we still enjoing beer? Yeah. That's the
question. This is hodgepodge, so it was a question mark.
Was it? It was the question mark on enjoying or beer?
Yes, it was.
All right, and I'm Chris. This is a hodgepodge episode. We wanted to do one more episode. We didn't have a lineup of beers, so I was like, all right, let's find what we have.
This is a little bit fridge. Of a
fridge cleaner, maybe some stuff you might have seen in our video episodes thrown in here, and some other random stuff. So we're going to start this episode. Oh, and Lynn and Sharon may be joining in. I'm going to start this episode with a beer that we did a video episode of. This is Steffi's Heffy, a Hefeweizen from Very Nice Brewing Company out of Nederland, Colorado. Nederland, where they have frozen dead guy days, or they used to. It's moved to Estes Park now. But there's a story of a frozen dead guy who was cryogenically frozen up there and kind of like hung out in the town. And what's that? Here.
Oh, that. All right.
It was like a Weekend at Bernie's situation.
Yes. And they used to have festivals with the dead guy, and they still do, but not in Nederland anymore.
And actually, at the Very Nice Brewery when we went to visit, where this was not on tap, by the way, but we did get it bottle conditioned, was a dude in a plastic skeleton.
In a coffin. Pretty much any store you go into in Netherlands has the frozen dead guy or some resemblance of him.
And
around there,
it's kind of creepy. And when we originally saw this, it was around Halloween. But now that we're into the Christmas ski season, it's not as scary anymore.
Yes, we did talk about this brewery in a previous episode, beer experience. And maybe Halloween episode.
I think it was the Halloween episode 123. When we talked about our pumpkin-loving beers.
So we won't rehash that, but we'll talk about this beer. Very different from beers that we've had on a lot of the main episodes recently. This is much more mellow, subtle,
malt,
chill.
A little bit of yeast,
a little bit of banana.
And a little bit of sugar. A little bit of candy.
Yeah, a little bit of candy sugar.
This one, like, you know, when you throw a garnish of an orange or some sort of citrus with
orange
the apple
peel in there,
this would go well with that. I can see that complementing it.
Super clean color, straw,
yeah, that's,
clear.
That part though, like, aren't Hefeweizen normally hazy?
And this brewery, it's like barrels the size of, like, if Mike and I put our hands together and made a circle. Like this. That's about the size.
Can you guys see this?
You guys see that?
Podcast content.
Yes.
That's the size
of their
brewing
barrels. It was at least 3 feet of diameter.
That's a
radius.
Super small brewery.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Maybe 4 feet.
Super small brewery.
But yeah. Got it.
It's a very small brewery. Good beers. Been around 20 years apparently.
All right, guys. We're going to do a little. We got a couple Listomanias for you. We're going to do the first one. I got the first one. Micah has the second one. First one is 5 very appropriate beers to pair with ski season in Colorado. Colorado.
Do you get Colorado ski season? That's more of like a summer kind of beachy thing.
Whether you're enjoying a powder run or a face down wipeout, there I've done both. There is a local beer for that. This is from the Denver Post article by Tiny Ricciardi. This is a
ChatGPT article with made up names.
All right, first beer, face down brown ale from Telluride Brewing Company.
A brown ale,
but it's in Telluride out there. Great skiing out there in Telluride.
Oh yeah.
This was a Great American Beer Festival multiple time winner, including 2 golds. 4-time winner. Including 2 golds.
A brown ale.
For a good reason. The dark malts and aggressive hop profile, perfectly balanced.
All right, so hops on a brown ale. That's interesting.
Light in body, so it won't weigh you down. And 5.7%. So it won't make you go face down in the slopes either. Available year-round.
Blank, blank.
The next one. Fun Slinger Lager from Breckenridge Brewery. Another
We saw a troll in Breckenridge.
Yes, we did. Colorado Company's Breckenridge Brewery and Never Summer collaborated.
Can you say that three times fast?
For a 10th year with a local artist whose design appears on this. Slight nuttiness, snowboards boast notes of...
What?
All right, that part I read wrong. This is an amber lager. Amber lager.
That part I read wrong.
This is an amber lager. Lager.
So, next beer, number three on the list. All right.
Moving on. Patrol Dog Pale from Avery Brewing Company.
Avery makes some tasty,
they're
tasty
up in
beverages.
Boulder, where you just were.
I had a White Rascal from Avery and their IPA, both of which were delightful beverages.
This release is possibly the cutest.
Because it's a dog.
Yes.
Got
Patrol
it.
Dog Pale Ale is what we said.
And that does pair nicely with skiing, because when you fall and the patrol dog has to find you. Right. Gotcha.
Yes. Number four, Powder Run Cream Ale from Living the Dream Brewing in Colorado. Living the Dream is what the Trustafarians do out there in the mountains with the snow dump and the beer with vanilla.
Mm.
Number five. Tree Skier Pale Ale. Guys, be careful. In the
do
trees.
Not drink pale ale
do
and
not,
then try to ski in the
not,
trees.
Do not. Be
Sunny
very
Bono.
Careful in the trees. Over Yonder Brewing. This is a seasonal specialty. Tree Skier won't feel exactly like that. Like what? All right. Let me
I
start
never
over.
Learn to read.
Think about the last time you skied through the trees. Spruce branches are whipping you in the face, perhaps.
No, the last time I skied through the trees, we were off trail. It was scary as shit.
Yes.
And it was in Big Sky.
Anyway, tree
like
skier
it.
Won't feel exactly like that, but brewers use 20 pounds of spruce tips in the recipe. There
oh,
you go. That's
I have had a delicious beer with spruce. That's going to be incredibly bitter.
Citrus and pine notes to the flavor of this juicy style pale ale. Their beer is collaboration.
With spruce?
With Powder 7 Ski Outfitter in Golden.
I want to try that. I don't know how it can be juicy
limited
and spruce.
Limited time enough. Availability. All right. Let's grab the next beer in our lineup tonight. Any last thoughts about Steffi's Heffy?
Easy drinking, smooth. I like the finish. That's a. I hope it's a low alcohol beer, because that stuff could put you on
dot,
your ass.
Dot.
Now that's 6% Hefeweizen. That's too intense and too easy to drink.
All right, we're going to drink in the, I'm sorry, the theory of random beers.
The back of the fridge episode. Mm-hmm. Which one are we getting here?
Sky Bear Brewing's...
Colorado Sunrise.
Colorado Sunrise Cherry Peach Sour. from Loveland, Colorado. So
just watching Chris try to read that was incredibly amusing, just for those of you at home.
Ooh, look at that color, guys. We've got something different on hand. This okay. episode is just full of
oh my gosh,
different colors.
All right, so that's a beautiful pinkish.
What?
That one was my cup.
The upside
but
down.
The top yeah. is the it top is down. Like a tight oh. white bubbles. Oh, that's a very fruity bouquet. So is this some sort of sour thing?
Yes.
Yes. This is a cherry peach sour.
Ooh.
From...
oh, and there's another one.
So this brewery, speaking of beer experiences, Sherry and I went to, and our friends, Andrew and Katie, went to the... Mountain. Overland Expo Mountain West, which is like, you guys like trucks that like go up into the mountains with like places to sleep in the back of them?
Oh, like
this
RVs.
This is the place to check that type of stuff out.
Okay, so like an RV festival?
It's not RVs.
Oh, it's like...
overlanding. Man, there's a difference.
Okay. These are things you tell.
Dude, you would get kicked out of the festival for saying RVs.
Can you please mansplain this to me?
So anyway, you can get pickup trucks with like a thing in the back of it that you can sleep in. It's more like that type of deal. So you can like drive up the crazy mountains here in Colorado, go overlanding and stuff. You don't want to like, you're not going to drive a Class B like trailer up there. Come on. What's the matter with you? Is Class B the right word? I don't know.
Class you know, any Cheers. Hobby that involves shame.
True words have never been spoken. So,
that was a long way to get to. We visited this brewery, Sky Bear Brewing in Loveland, Colorado. Loveland, Colorado, beautiful little town. Colorado, like Front Range town. Not a lot going on there, but they have a couple breweries. But
doesn't 70 go straight through the ski mountain?
What does that have to do with this?
Oh. Well, I don't even remember Loveland.
Loveland Pass.
Oh, this is Loveland, the town, is different than that.
Oh, well, then I'll just be quiet about that. Let's go at and you and Sherry were at Loveland, the town.
I got the connection. and we got some of this beer, and I got a hat.
Okay, that's which I was watching awesome today. Right there. That's an amazing story, Chris. Thank you.
We're gonna do that. Yeah.
They had good food. It's like a father-daughter duo.
So a very pink-red hued color with a little bit of fogginess in it.
You very effervescent and a nice tight
Wait,
white
I head. Said foggy. You said clear.
No, it's clear.
You said opposite things.
No, but it is clear. The foggy is the condensation on your is glass. It? Yes. You've held it there for an awfully long time. But it's a very clear beer. I don't know. Am I wrong? You guys can pipe in here, but.
Yeah. Anything on the nose?
I see that it's foggy and clear.
It's foggy and clear. Way to take a side.
The Switzerland of beer podcasts.
But this this is an excellent like nice sour tart. Yeah. So what is the title of this one?
This one's called Colorado Sunrise. It's a cherry peach sour.
That's the peach. Color.
Yeah. And
definitely get really the cherry.
Getting a little
this Guys, is when I come wake you up at 6:30 in the morning, I'm like, look at the sunrise. This is what's going to look.
Say our bloodshot eyes.
This is pretty much what it looks like. I can't see, but yeah, it's red.
So what's going on with the cherry and the peach there?
Well, I was just going to say that it's a little, I think it's getting a little old. Because yes. It was much, much better.
Tart, more tart or?
I don't know. It was just better at the brewery than the, what we're getting in.
What do you mean by better?
It just tasted better. It's like, I think it's just getting.
It's not aged well.
It's just, it's just gotten a little.
Is that July?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it was. But, this was canned in July.
That's and this is another small brewery, but, yeah. So they're not like but a production brewery.
But in the because it was delicious in the.
I think it's still good though.
Yeah, it is good.
So I would love to take this out of the tap then after that. But I like it out of the can because we've had a.
It's different than everything else we've had.
Right.
I mean, it's almost and it's like a seltzer cleanser. Or something.
It is a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just
it
kind
is.
Of very light.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's got. I get more cherry than peach.
So what's missing? Did you have more of the beer, less of the fruit? What was?
Maybe it was a little bit funkier or something. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like.
It was a little funkier. It's mellowed out a little bit.
Yeah, so that's what it's more. It's just mellow. But
I see. So it's not got the big tart that it had before. Okay.
Do you get peach or do you get cherry? Which one did you pick? Cherry?
Yeah, how about
you,
cherry.
Cherry.
I don't taste any. You're from Georgia. Any peach in there?
Zero peach.
Zero peach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cherry is kind of overpowering, but still tasty.
I like it. I like it as a standout from the flavor profile we've had earlier, also as a palate cleanser.
Mike, you've got a Listomania that you're going to do as well. Why don't we do the first half of those and then we'll grab another beer?
Would love to. And we're going to go ahead and check out the, here are 9 ski towns. 9, not 10.
Ski towns, all right. Well, do
9? Exactly.
Do 5 of them?
Yes.
Ski towns with the best craft beer. So number one, or there's no order actually. They're just 9.
Nice. Okay.
So no I'm just going to start
Do
as the article
the first
presents
5 of them.
First 5? That's Hood all. River, Oregon. Mm. This town is aptly named, set in the shadow of one of the world's most climbed mountains, Mount Hood, which always has snow on it, as I recall. But, you know, with global warming, maybe that's not true anymore. Also, they filmed The Shining there by Mount Hood. And they say it's a Colorado resort.
So they did interiors and exteriors of different places. But yes.
So, back at this, that's Hood River, Oregon. And then a place we recently saw a troll, Breckenridge, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado is fortunate enough to have a number of great ski towns, from Aspen to Steamboat Springs. Breckenridge boasts a particular fondness for craft beer, with a number of great watering holes that emphasize the scene in terms of breweries. Look out for the eponymous outfit, Breckenridge, and its broad selection of beers, including nice winter warmers. Also of note is Broken Compass.
And we've been there. You and I went there not too long ago.
I do recall. Euro-inspired beers, along with Outer Range Brewing Company, among the hippest around, and purveyors of everything from Belgian-style beers to pastry beers. I don't know about that.
What is this list again?
Best ski towns and craft beers.
Okay.
Number three.
All right. And the next one, Whitefish, Montana. People will remark about Whitefish, like a lot of Western ski towns, in that it has grown and polished up quite a bit, but still got plenty of inviting qualities, including breathtaking scenery, great snowpack, usually, and some quality homegrown beer. Bonsai closes seasonally, but its work is often poured at area bars like Montana Tap House, Backslope Brewing, Backslope Brewing resides just a couple of miles out of town, specializes in some refreshing options. If you'd like a few more, take a short trek over to Kalispell.
Kalispell, Montana. So you did a ski trip the other year to Big Sky.
To Big Sky. None of that's ringing a bell. No? Okay. No.
All right, next one, number four.
Number four is Truckee, California. A gem of Northern California.
Tahoe?
Truckee is set in Sierra Nevadas, right next to Tahoe.
Yep.
Meaning, which I might be there. Yep. I'm going to go check this out then. Wait again, where is it? Truckee, California. Meaning unlimited skiing options. It's also home to some serious beer, from the hop-driven work of the Good Wolf to the West Coast Pales and IPAs of By a Drizzly. There's Truckee Brewing Company, too, responsible for a strawberry sour, peanut butter amber, and even a brute IPA. Keep an eye out for a number of neighborhood public houses that really embrace what's coming out of the vats and barrels right in town.
All right, one more, and let's grab another beer.
Well, Park City, Utah. I don't need to describe it. Everybody knows about Park City, which is ironic because for
some
a long
of the
time,
best
they had 3-2
snow
beer there.
In Utah.
Best snow, because they have that interesting
powdery
weather. Yeah, it's moist, but they have the dry, the desert. Yep. Boom, perfect powder. Agree.
What's the brewery they're talking about there, or beer they're talking about there?
They talk about Park City Brewing and By a Drizzly, but whatever.
What did you just say? By a Drizzly?
By at Drizzly.
That's the where you can get it sent to your house?
No, it says an Imperial Pilsner at By a Drizzly, or what's a draft over at By a Drizzly's.
I didn't hear that. All right, let's grab the next beer, Mike.
All right, I'm all I don't know what it will be because we're scraping the fridge for these. And you have to decide, sour, not sour, this, that, or the other. Oh my gosh, I know this beer.
All right,
this one's a good one, people.
Last drink by CNBC at 11,664 feet. Juice Caboose by Westbound Down Brewing Company in Idaho Springs.
When you want your oyster necklace, you talk about my Juice Caboose.
What? Oh, that smells good.
It's very blue.
Oh, smells so good.
That's a very, very...
I love this beer.
Nice Rocky Head. Oh, it's very hazy.
Tight. Oh, smell that.
Look at that.
It smells like bubble gum or something.
It smells
it
like
does
heaven.
Have like a... Yeah.
I get like a kind of bubblegummy smell on it.
What a perfect beer.
So, super hazy color. You know what? I'd put this against that New England episode we did last week.
Yeah, this goes right up against that flavor profile.
Cloudy,
for sure.
In color, straw.
But look
big,
at that Rocky Head.
Carvy,
that thing is just
Rocky
holding
Head.
Together.
Yeah, you can.
Perfect.
Michelangelo, that stuff.
Yes, you could.
I mean, do you want to talk about the food at this place, too? So good.
Well, the food at this place was pretty damn good.
Yes.
A lot of Colorado
we got
green
some
chilies.
Green chili cheese fries. We got some burgers.
Amazing
we
wings.
Got some Fresh
ahi tuna
fish. Right from the river
right from the ocean that they are so close to.
Some fried green tomatoes right from the south there.
Right from the south
of the highway.
Well, you can grow tomatoes in Colorado. That might have been
yes. Legit. We've had farm tomatoes in Colorado and they're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
I love the smell of this.
This is perfect.
I don't even want to drink
beer.
It. I just want to smell it.
It's perfect beer. It's like, it's not as sweet as the one I referred to a couple weeks ago as pineapple.
Sherry, can you put this in my pillow? Because I just want to go to sleep to this.
Can we have an aerosol version of it? And just spritz it?
I'm going to make an all-purpose table cleaner out of the smell.
This, or a shampoo a la the Breck Company.
The on tap. Shampoo,
beer on tap.
Beer on tap.
Wait, did you have beer on tap in your room?
No. It's a shampoo from the 70s.
No, there's a commercial with it. This is beer. And it makes, there's more like, it didn't really, I guess, work out because they did not continue to sell beer shampoo.
We should do a video episode with this beer.
But let's find something unique. Like, let's go up like at least 12,000 feet.
This, I can't get over the smell of this. I love the smell of this beer.
What would Craig say it smells like?
It smells like bubblegum to me.
But it's not too sweet. Like it has like a nice enough astringency at the end so that the sweet doesn't linger. And it gives it like a clean finish. Like there's some IPAs
it's fading
that are
a little.
Super
the smell is starting to fade a little bit. I'm losing it, guys. I'm losing it.
Well, it's also because you keep drinking it, so it gets further away from your nose.
All right, Mike. What are the top four in your list? Ski beer things, towns.
Is there more to go?
You had four more.
I can't even pronounce this.
Kanan Valley,
Diagua, New York.
Yep.
I go to New York all the time.
Don't you know that stuff? You know
New
York.
I know.
You know East Coast skiing?
I ski in North Creek. I've never heard
of
this place.
Yeah, Kanan Valley.
Yeah, so I'm like, isn't that in West Virginia?
No, it's in New York State.
Oh, it's in New York?
No, Kanan Valley?
I don't know.
That's in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Is that what this is talking about?
No.
This is up, but they're saying they're by the Finger Lakes, but that's not too far from Lake Placid. But I've never heard of this, but I go to Gore Mountain, so I'll talk about that. But they are saying, here's some beers up in upstate New York near the Finger Lakes. Peacemaker Brewing Company, Frequentum. And they make some great winter options and some marvelous New England IPAs and Imperial Stouts, even though they're across the river in upstate New York.
What was the name again we're talking about here?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
It's Cannandaigua. Never heard of it, New York.
Oh, that's all one word.
Next one is Leavenworth, Washington.
The Finger Lakes. Was that your nickname?
Leavenworth? What?
All right. What was the...
Leavenworth, Washington is what we're talking
Leavenworth.
About.
Leavenworth. All
right. But that's not where the prison is, right?
No. Very different. Bavarian town.
Yeah.
It's nestled in the rugged Cascades with multiple fine ski destinations, a reasonable drive away. Being of the German mindset, Leavenworth also has a fondness for beer. There's Buy a Drizzly. Oh, wait a minute. Buy a Drizzly is some kind of app.
Oh, they're the sponsor. Yes. I was like, what are you doing?
I didn't know that. I thought it was... They're not a sponsor, but they could be Drizzly. I thought you knew that.
I'm done. Hopefully, you also finish this article. I can't do it.
All right, we've got you've got one more on the list, I think. No, wait, where are we at?
Leavenworth,
Washington.
So, Leavenworth, this charming Bavarian town is nestled in the rugged Cascades with multiple fine ski destinations, a reasonable drive away. So being of German mindset, there's some standout hazy IPAs, some amber ales. There's Doghouse Brewery, a very pup-themed and extra small batch producer with a very welcoming environment. Let's see, nothing of the many beer halls and Bavarian-minded restaurants that tend to showcase mm-hmm. a lot of local suds in addition yes. to some German staples.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see from the sculpture, I know this town.
Next? What's next?
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
All right.
Where they have oh, a big statue of elk antlers.
The antlers? Yeah. Yeah. Or not elk, deer antlers, yeah. Is this the last one?
So you can get a balanced session IPA, sour made with raspberries and lemon, or a hearty quadruple that will thaw you to the core. So there's some barrel-aged breweries to
They talk about show. Melvin at all?
I was gonna say, yeah.
No, there's no Melvin.
Not
the Snake River there. Brewing Snake River for a Vienna Lager or okay. Stout with a pub pretzel. All
right.
Oh, and then our friends up in Vermont... We know of this place, Stowe, Vermont.
Yes.
So
Alchemist.
Yeah, I mean, well, you can pretty much get anywhere in Vermont from anywhere, but you can't get there from here. They talk about Idle Time Brewing Company.
Yep.
And then there's other beers there that they mentioned, Hetty Topper.
Yep.
Which, of course, Alchemist. We just mentioned is you know, amazing.
Last episode.
Yeah, and there's some good Pilsners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Stowe, Vermont, great place to go.
Did you just do some old-timey talk a little bit ago? Well, you can't get that from here.
Can't get that from here. I did. I just tried to throw a little New England vernacular into the whole mix.
Okay.
So there's
did you ever watch the Newhart show?
The one where they had Darryl that little... Darryl? I'm aware of it. And didn't he wake up and was like Newhart in his other show?
I don't know. I didn't understand that part of it. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's grade the...
That was it?
That was it from your story. Why did you ask me about Newhart?
Because is it a Vermont thing? I don't know. Nine brewing...
You just wanted to know something to if you ever watched the Newhart show. That was it.
Is this a podcast about Bob Newhart shows?
I think we have one more beer to do. Sure, you want to grab it from in there?
This is my brother terrible. What am I buying? Yes. Oh, ooh. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so we're finishing with the champion beer.
We've actually done this on the podcast ago. So Mike's visited here
Many times.
I went out there once.
You've only been to Maryland once.
And, well, I lived there for 20 years, so.
Right. Which is why you don't want to come back.
So... And this beer we had, I think, maybe like two visits ago?
Around episode 100.
Something like, we were in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And
before you had the kitchen redone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had this beer. So it's been sitting here for, does it have a date on it? At least a couple years. This is another Well-Works beer. It's called Cherry.
Evil Pastry Stout Factory times Milk Stout.
Times?
Oh, it says X. Isn't that, what is that?
I would just skip that part, but...
Wait, isn't X now a brand or something, or some product or something?
So this is a...
Evil Pastry.
This is a...
Evil Pastry Stout Factory Milk Stout.
A breakfast stout. Pastry.
So Evil. It's going to be sweet.
Milk stout.
Do you want me to say what it's brewed with, or do you want to try it first?
Let's try it first.
No spoilers. You want some of this?
Can I
have yours? Yes. We'll split this one. Oh, look at that. That's quite the dark tan head. And boy, oh boy, that looks like a thick and opaque
You cannot see
stout.
Through this guy.
Did you say Nazi?
Not see through this guy.
Wow.
Oh, we got
That went dark.
I mean...
Like this beer. Look how dark it is.
Oh, it's still got a beautiful smell on it. Beautiful nose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that smells like a wonderful... like.
This is another pillow beer. Pillow beers where you want the smell in your pillow when you go to bed at night.
Absolutely. Because there's enough malt in there to
Actually,
make it
this
good.
Is a morning pillow beer.
Very good.
Because it's got the coffee and the chocolate.
This is when you have to work on a Saturday, but you make yourself a good coffee instead of a regular coffee.
Oh, that smells so good.
With some Jameson's whiskey.
A little bit Irish in that coffee.
Yeah, it smells a little Irish.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Did you put your finger in it?
Holy cow. Is this the one we put on ice cream?
It's like dessert. I mean,
this thing tastes like a syrup. Is this the one we put on vanilla ice cream? Yes. This is the one that should. This is an ice cream topper.
This would be amazing with ice cream.
It would be amazing with ice cream. And we tried that.
It was.
We did that, and it was.
Oh my god!
This is
wild. It still tastes as wild as it did a year ago or so.
It's
kind of delicious.
You can only drink as a dessert. 3 or 4 ounces of this.
Yes.
Not a lot.
This is a sharer.
This is the last beer of the evening.
Yes.
This is the perfect time for it.
It's like a cordial.
Perfect last beer of the evening.
Exactly.
It's a
cordial. So, what do we taste?
Aperitif.
What does it taste? It's brewed with
chocolate.
There's definitely chocolate. Lactose makes it sweet.
The milk sugar.
Does it have cinnamon in it? It has peanut flour.
Peanut flour syrup. Yes.
I got the maple syrup.
Vanilla.
Yes.
Milk sugar.
Definitely got the lactose.
With other natural flavors. So,
blood.
Like factory.
Wow.
Isn't everything natural?
Sure. Yeah.
Flavors added.
That's good.
What flavors are added?
It really does have that kind of like Hershey's syrup taste, but like in the best possible way.
Mm-hmm. This is not aqueous.
6.5%.
Yeah. But what works makes good beer?
Super interesting beers. Mm-hmm. Greeley, Colorado.
That's a good description. This tastes like Hershey's syrup mixed with club soda.
With the
do you remember
the,
how
like,
good
bubbles?
Hershey syrup was like back in the day in the 70s?
When it was still made with chocolate?
Like, vanilla ice cream and
how about
Hershey
Bosco?
Syrup.
Bosco?
That
stuff
was good.
That stuff
was it Bosco?
Good.
Bosco. What? When it was in that glass bottle.
I only know that from the old timey shows. You guys are older than we are.
That's so. Right. That must have been something.
We have that one extra year of conscious memory.
There's a generation.
And no Bosco chocolate syrup. But okay, there we go.
I mean, you guys graduated in the 80s. We graduated in the 90s.
True. Wow. Well, there we go. Last beer of the night, though. Smooths everything out.
It's amazing.
It still is.
I can't drink a bunch of it, but it's amazing beer.
Good, I think you said it's a sharing beer.
Mm-hmm. Totally a sharing beer.
That's very
this
good.
Is a great sharing.
I don't even know if I could drink the rest.
And make some milkshakes out of this.
Yeah,
definitely can make milkshakes out of this.
It's an amazing idea. Like just
this would be really good
adult
with milkshakes.
This would be perfect.
Yes.
All right. The four beers we had tonight. We started with
Steffi's Heffy,
and then we went on to
Colorado Sunrise.
And then
I gotta say are completely distinctly different type of beers.
Then we had
Juice Caboose. And we finished it off with
Evil Pastry Stout Factory. Milk Stout.
This one's really hard to pick a favorite since each one was
so
distinct.
Extremely different.
I would say all of them hit on what they said they were gonna deliver.
Yes. Yeah.
Juice Caboose was this amazing juicy.
You know what?
IPA
each one I was like
New England IPAs.
I was thinking in the back of my head, I was like, each one I was like, this is gonna be my one for the episode. Heffy. I was like, this is gonna be my one. Then the Juice Caboose, I was like, this is gonna be it. Then the cherry peach sour, I was like, this is gonna be it. Then this one. I didn't say that for this one actually. You know what?
So you got 3 1s and 1 1A.
You know what I'm going to go with? The Juice Caboose.
Juice Caboose?
I love that. I love the smell of that beer.
I'm going to kick this off into Lynn, which one was your favorite of the night?
I think it was the
Evil Pastry Stout Factory.
Just because it's so unexpected and
it's so different.
It is a good finisher.
It's like a port or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a closer.
Aperitif is, I think, the word you used earlier, which totally fits this.
Yeah, really.
I agree with that.
Sherry,
how about
your favorite?
I mean, I actually really like the last time we had these like crazy beers, I was a little scared of this. It was good. Evil Pastry Stout Factory.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Mike, you can't pick one.
No, I'm too much of a waffler.
I would also say I love a fruity sour. So.
You know what would be good? Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice. Exactly. You point out what would be good waffle. So right, I'm going to go with the whole pastry. There we go. With the maple syrup goes great, and that helps with my waffling lifestyle.
All right, let's close it out, Mike.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 126. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or any of the other podcatchers like Amazon, Spotify, etc. Or you can get directly from a host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. You can also follow us on Instagram, cnbc_podcast. Anytime we have a new episode, video, audio, whatever, we'll give you a little post there. And you can see our videos at youtube.com/cnbcpodcast. Do you have a quote for this week?
I just wanted to heap on that the videos are going to be pretty darn
we got
funny.
Some fun videos. We got some fun videos.
We do
guys.
Have some
including the head-to-head-to-heady.
Did you really name it that?
Did I steal that from
the head-to-head-to-head-to-heady? No, that was your voice. That was good, but like not actually landing on anything with the title there. So
do you have a full title for that yet? I'll figure it out. We've got script time.
All right, so ready for our beer quote to close us out? I think getting drunk is the key to flying comfortably. And I only bring that one up because of the air travel that is pending.
Who's that from?
That is from Amanda Pete. I think getting drunk is the key to flying comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, Amanda.
Cheers, Amanda.
Drink.
Safe travels, everybody, good with these beers. Global warming and all these tropical things. Cheers.
Cheers.
Your mom doesn't even listen anymore?
All right, that's an outtake. Wow. I started recording.
Chris is going to play that back for you.
That's on our that's going to be on our Mother's Day episode.
That's right.
All right, let's get started. We're recording.